AN.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 7:43, and we've got a cast of thousands in there, including on the Opal. Hi, Paul Charchin. How are you, buddy?
I'm awesome because it's draft day.
It is.
Good answer.
This is one of the great days of the sporting year, for sure.
Right on. Sauce is super pumped. It's basically his Christmas morning as well. Ben, you seem pretty excited. You like the NFL draft, right?
I hated the NFL draft when I was a player.
Right.
Yeah. But,
why? Why would you hate it? Either somebody was going to be drafted, or once you're already on the team, are you at least fascinated to find out who your teammates are going to be and what the direction of the team is going to be? Why would you hate that?
Because they could be taking your spot, and it's a public acknowledgement that you suck, and that the team, and everything, every positive thing that the team has told you is a lie, and they go ahead and draft somebody else. San Diego Chargers and Sean Merriman.
He was good.
So when you go through something like that and everybody knows that you're being shuffled down and you're getting kicked out, it's not a good feeling. So I've not liked the draft, but I've developed a love for it afterwards because none of these guys drafted are going to take my job.
Well said. Swedberg, you're a giant fan of the NFL draft.
Yeah, I think probably the only guy who's mocked more. I spend more time mocking drafts online than Sauce does. Oof. Other things online.
You might want to keep
chance.
That to yourself.
No, there's no chance.
That's all Sauce does. Rosie, you like the draft. You just sports. So what do you care?
I've never been more excited to watch the ultimate Zoom meeting tonight as we have it. I mean, I'm anxious to see from a technical standpoint how the NFL pulls this off. I think fans are so excited to have something to actually watch tonight. Sport fans, any sport, but particularly NFL fans, when you're talking about kind of the future of your franchise, and it shouldn't be that difficult for the NFL, I think, technically, to make this work and have the players, whether you're Joe Burrow or Chase Young or whomever you're going to have out there, be accountable. It's not like walking across the pond at Bellagio, but we'll take it, right? This is what we got, we're dealing with, and I think fans are very excited about it. I am, too.
Man, it would have been a spectacle.
It would have been a
spectacle. It will be at some point, whenever they put it back there. What's the updated plan there? So like 2-3 years still to go back to Vegas?
I hadn't heard.
I don't remember now.
Yeah, they rotated.
Are they going to put it in Green Bay one of these years too?
Yeah, they are.
They threatened to do that.
Yeah, that's a hopefully that's an empty threat.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Charge to break down every pick. We got Rosie to break down every pick. Hawk and I will basically just keep the ship moving because Ben, Greg, and Sauce are the three that are actually making the picks. Then we'll bring PA in when we get down to 22 and 25.
That's right, and we're normally doing Vikings news right here, brought to you by our friends at Radco. So let's all say thank you, Radco.
Thank you, Radco.
Appreciate it very much. But right now it's time for...
Welcome to the 47th Annual Power Trip Mock Draft, brought to you by TimberTech.
There you are.
Thanks, TimberTech.
It's official. I'm good. Kyle Rudolph, thank you. I don't know why you're on the phone. Appreciate you very much, though. Here we go. All right. So the way we're going to do this is the three pickers, again, as you were just saying, are going to go with Meat Sauce, then Ben, then Greg in that order. We'll get all the way to the Vikings pick, and then we'll, of course, bring in Paul Allen and Nordo and a cast of thousands to break down what we think the Vikings are going to do.
Hey, Hawk.
Yeah.
At any point in time, since the rest of you guys are just kind of laying out and kind of just providing cheap shot comments.
Sure.
If you guys can be the Vikings, so if you want to trade up at any point in the draft, just let us know.
Well,
and if you guys want to trade up as the Vikings,
that's so great of you. And I don't know if you heard or not, but we had a draft expert, Martin Moistchew, on earlier today, and he gave me some names, and so I may want to drop trade up maybe to
maybe
get
maybe you don't want to interrupt
maybe
Hawk,
Bruce
but maybe the other guys might. Want.
Well, if we're allowed to do that, Sauce, since you're picking first,
yeah,
I would like to give you a Viking 7th round pick in exchange for the number 1 overall selection and the right to draft Joe Burrow.
Okay,
done.
Let me talk to my people.
Okay,
yeah, we're in.
Sauce, are you ready? Let's get this thing up.
I'm
pick
already,
is worth 4
just,
points on our draft board.
This didn't work and everything. So fine, I got it now. I figured it out.
All right,
with the first pick in the 2020 NFL draft, I'm going to go out on a limb. The Cincinnati Bengals will select quarterback Joe Burrow, number 1 overall. Joe Burrow from LSU.
George?
Well, almost impossible it doesn't go that direction. Joe Burrow is coming up arguably the best quarterback season in the history of college football and is one of the most accurate quarterbacks ever scouted. And he will almost certainly be the first player taken. And if he's not the first player taken, the Bengals have made an epic, mind-blowing blunder.
Hmm. Ben, do you feel the same way?
I feel the same way, although I'm starting to cool off on Burrow. The more he talks, the more I'm starting to get uninterested in him. He's
how's that?
There was an innocence and a confidence that I liked when he was going through his epic run and even through the national championship. But the more that he is being interviewed and talking about being the number one overall pick, It's borderline over arrogance for me right now.
I like how he says he could play in the NBA. That was online last night. Joe Burrow says he can play in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm
sure you can, Joe.
And there's like this smug sort of Josh Rosen-ish to me attitude that I am starting to fall off on. But talent wise, he should go number one.
There you go. All right, pick number one is in the books.
Pick number two is Washington and Ben Lieber.
Well, this one, you know, from every basically mock draft that you've seen, everybody thinks that Chase Young is the best overall player in the draft, regardless of team need. I'm not going to go that direction because, you know, I look at everybody's always looking for a quarterback, and I don't think that Dwayne Haskins is the quarterback going forward. You've got a new head coach there. You've got a new leadership, and this is going to be his last stop as a head coach. So why not bring in your guy? Don't go on your last hurrah with Dwayne Haskins or anybody like that. So I'm going to take the guy that has had ultimate humility throughout and has checked out medically. I'm going to take Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama.
Tua goes second. Anybody's thoughts? Charge.
Oh, God. This is absolutely the right pick. And I'm baffled. I'm baffled at how many people don't believe Washington is going to go quarterback here.
Huh.
And they might be right. Washington's going to screw this thing up and go Chase Young, even though Chase Young's fantastic. They need a quarterback. At the end of the day, you don't want to find yourself sitting at the second pick of the draft very often. And when you do and you don't have a rock-solid quarterback, you go quarterback. And Tua looks like he can be potentially a franchise quarterback as much as most anybody who comes out of a draft. So, you know, Dwayne Haskins isn't the guy. All he did is give you a couple of glimmers of hope at the end of last year, surrounded by awful play. So I'd absolutely take Tua, and I heartily endorse this move by Ben.
How does that evaluation go into his serious hip injury that he had? Is that just non-plug?
Everything's checked out fine?
Everything's checked out. So no team would shy away from him right now? They had a position.
Some will, but how many guys have had, you don't have these hip, the hip injury he's got is not something that is degenerative that would ever likely to happen again. It was a one-time oddball injury, and otherwise we might be talking about two as the first
pick. Yeah, he's the number one pick if he's not hurt.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are we 100% sure after what Burrow just did that
he's 100, he would? I bet he would be the number one pick.
I don't know.
Greg, do you have any dissent at all? Do you agree with him? Do you think this will happen, or do you think it should happen? What do you think?
I think it should happen. I don't think it will happen.
Hmm.
It screws up my pick at number three. So, given the fact that I'm sitting at number three, and Detroit doesn't really, I mean, Detroit really kind of wants Okuda. They'd be happy with Chase Young. But given the fact that now that you just created a massive market for Justin Herbert, between the Chargers and the Dolphins, both those teams want the quarterback. So Detroit's going to trade out at this point. I think Detroit's going to trade out either way.
Hmm.
So in this case, since I own pick number six, I'll make it easy. We'll just take the Chargers and we'll trade the six for three plus some other stuff in the second round and maybe a pick next year. And they'll take Justin Herbert from Oregon because now there's only one good semi for sure quarterback, and some people don't even think Herbert is a for sure quarterback.
Wait, I'm confused.
Wait, so the Lions are
taking... Detroit's picking here.
No, we traded it to number
two. But we don't allow trades in the Power Trip mock draft.
Okay, well then I'll trade it later.
Okay.
just say that would be the right idea, and then maybe just go.
Yeah, okay. So if Justin Herbert, if in fact it goes 1-2, mm-hmm. Burrow and Tua, then Justin Herbert will be number 3.
Mm. By Matthew Stafford?
No, he's not going to play for Detroit. He's going to trade.
Oh, gotcha.
He's not going to play there. So
all right. Got it. But if the Lions stay, they select who?
If the Lions stay, they'll take the Lions want Okuda. Because they really need. They lost Darius Slay. They would really want Okuda. Assuming that Chase Young would go to number 2 in like tonight, then they would take Okuda.
Chargers.
But or they would trade it down because to be honest, 4 and 5 don't want the cornerback. They could easily trade with the Chargers and still get Okuda and picks. So I think Detroit trades out kind of no matter what and ends up with Jeff Okuda. But in this, because you guys went 1-2 quarterback, I think there's value here for Detroit to trade out. So the number 3 pick will be Justin Herbert.
There you go.
Okay,
so the Giants are picking now?
Yep.
So the Giants, I mean, they take, with the way that this has worked out, they take Chase Young. I don't think they ever thought he would be here. They take Chase Young, even though it's not a glaring need, they 100% take Chase Young.
Chase Young, number 4 to the Giants.
Absolutely would happen. It's not even close. It's a run to the podium moment because the draft would never be expected to have dropped this way. And to the point Ben made earlier, arguably the best player in this draft is Chase Young at defensive end. And the Giants, they need offensive line first and foremost, but the second biggest need on the team is defensive end. They've ravaged their own defensive line over the last couple of seasons, letting key players go, trading away key players. It would be a dream scenario for the Giants.
Yeah, they said earlier that they haven't even talked to him because everybody expects him to go in the top 3.
Hmm. Right, absolutely. It's a bizarre scenario, and honestly, I think Detroit would take him too, to be honest.
Yeah, but I think Detroit wants the defensive back. I mean, they need the defensive back. They don't even have a defensive backfield.
They need a replacement for Darius Slay. Second biggest need on that team is edge rusher. I think they would have been very happy with Chase Young there. But either way, Chase Young's done it 4. And Miami now they're sitting at 5 and decided to hold tight. And now they don't have a quarterback, I think is a worst case scenario for Miami right now. And, man, they would have loved Chase Young 1 pick later.
So it'll be my pick, and I agree. Now that the top 3 quarterbacks are gone, I think that this love of Jordan Love is gonna cascade all the way down the draft boards, and if that really happens, and if Greg is right that the Chargers move up to 3, they get their guy at quarterback. The Dolphins would love a quarterback at this pick, but Jordan Love is too low of a prospect to take number 5 overall in the draft. So I'm going to take the best available left tackle in the draft, and I'm going to go with Andrew Thomas. I think Andrew Thomas is by far the best pure left tackle in the draft. Becton concerns me a little bit with his weight, not so much with his pot use.
Lucky.
But I'm going to go Andrew Thomas to the Dolphins at 5.
They traded away Laremy Tunsil. They got a first-round pick, and Laremy Tunsil was great. So now they have this same massive need on the offensive line, and they're just refilling it with another potentially elite player.
Greg Swedberg with the final pick before we break at number 6.
Well, since in my scenario, this is where I keep wanting to call San Diego. It's where the Chargers traded with Detroit. Mm-hmm. Now Detroit's going to eventually have this guy. And they wanted him from the start. It's Jeff Okuda from Ohio State, the cornerback, who some people think is the best defensive player. They think he's better than Chase Young. He's a shutdown cornerback that is head and shoulders better than anybody else in this draft.
Charge?
Well, if it worked out that way, I mean, for Detroit, it'd be perfect. They move down, only a handful of picks, still get their guy, and they got some kind of asset for it. So it'd be a dream scenario for Detroit if it actually worked out that way.
And again, it shows you the kind of talent Ohio State recruits. I mean,
no kidding.
Through the top 5-6 picks.
The Chargers, in this case, there's no reason why it wouldn't work out for Detroit. Because if it wasn't going to be the Chargers they trade with, they trade with the Dolphins. I mean,
Presumably, yes, except I think they would just take Chase Young. That's the fly in the ointment is they really do need help at D end, just not as badly as cornerback, and I think they may very well have Young ranked higher.
I think there's a less than 5% chance, as Greg said, that Detroit's picking at 3. I think there's reports that they've already penciled themselves in to be picking at 5 or 6.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
It could very well happen.
And no one here thinks that the Lions either financially or just emotionally are ready to move on from Stafford?
See, I do, and it's underreported. I think it's brilliant that you brought that up. You know, Stafford missed half of last year with that back injury. He's getting much older, and having the succession plan on roster, to me, not a bad idea. And I would not have any problem with Detroit doing that. Nobody's talking about it except you and now me. But I think there's a scenario where that happens that people are not even acknowledging.
That sends a signal that they're rebuilding. And I think they actually want to make a run with this team before they start rebuilding again. I think they think they're closer than they are.
And is Patricia's hot? But is Patricia's hot seat the problem?
Yeah,
charged that he doesn't have time to draft a project or a young quarterback.
Well, Patricia doesn't get to make the pick.
True,
it might not be up to him.
Good point.
So you know,
but same with Quinn. I mean, it's not like they got to start doing something. Otherwise, they're not going to be around to make these choices in the future.
Well, what they just lived through a second half of a season with a backup quarterback, with a series of backup quarterbacks who could not play. There's a scenario here where they're very attuned to the fact that they don't have a capable replacement for Matthew Stafford.
The first six went like this: Burrow, Tua, Herbert, Chase Young, Andrew Thomas, Jeff Okuda. Will continue the Power Trip mock draft right after this on the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Mark Rosen's appearance on The Fan this morning, presented by the Greater Twin Cities Honda Dealers. This is The Power Trip. The Fan. Welcome back to the 47th Annual Power Trip Mock Draft, brought to you by TimberTech.
Yes, thank you, TimberTech, and thank you for tuning in. It's 8:05. Today is the NFL Draft. All the coverage on your home of the Vikings, The Fan, all day long. Leading you right up to the draft tonight. But again, the 47th Annual Power Trip Mock Draft. Six picks in now. As Mr. Ben Lieber, Mr. Mark Rosen, Mr. Greg Swedberg, Mr. Mises Paul Lambert, and Corey Cove and myself are in studio. Charge is on the Opal, breaking it all down for us. So now we're going to go from pick 7 all the way to pick 21 in this segment. So we won't spend as much time talking about the players and the reasons they're doing it. We're just setting up our picks for the Vikings at 22 and 25. That leads us to Mises Paul Lambert.
The Carolina Panthers at pick 7 take Derrick Brown. The only team that slowed him down were the Golden Gophers. He's the best defensive tackle in this draft. He's a dynamite football player. Derrick Brown from Auburn is the 7th overall pick.
Yeah, the Gophers did slow him down.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
It's questionable how much interest he was in playing.
Yeah, that's what I watched that game. Like, yeah. This guy's in self-preservation.
As the GM of the Carolina Panthers, we like to take guys who meat sauce it.
But isn't it nice that we're at a point now where if a player in the past had been slowed down by the Gophers, you'd say, you can't draft that guy. Kicked his ass. But now it's like, yeah, the Gophers kicked his ass.
Any
thoughts, because they're good.
Yeah, this is the most common player being selected for the Carolina Panthers. So, yeah, we're on board.
Thank you.
Right on. Arizona at pick 8. Ben.
I know a lot of people are saying, well, you have to get more wide receiver help, and there's and they could have their number one guy off the board. But, again, I'm gonna go with building and protecting their quarterback and their franchise. Listen, they gave DJ Humphreys, their left tackle, a 3-year deal, so they still need help at the right tackle position. So I'm gonna take Jedrick Wills, the best right tackle in this draft, and he will solidify an offensive line and let that dude run around the backfield.
Yeah, you just took Kyler Murray last year. You need to protect him. And they've drafted 3 wide receivers last season, and then this offseason they brought in DeAndre Hopkins. Wide receiver, to me, is not a need for Arizona at all. And you're right, though, Ben. I do see people mocking receivers here, and I'm thinking, you're crazy.
I know. I don't understand
it. They just got DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
They're not taking receiver. So I think that's the perfect pick, Jedrick Wills from Alabama.
Pick 9 is the Jacksonville Jaguars, the home of Limp Bizkit and Greg Swedberg.
And Jackson's getting nervous.
Speaking
now.
Of Limp.
Yeah, thank you. I just love coming on this show.
I love you.
Well, thanks, Paul. Jacksonville gets nervous at this point because they've seen two offensive tackles taken off the board. They kind of need one. But there's players here that I think that they really need defensive help, especially defensive line. And there's only one good other interior lineman, so they'll take Javon Kinlaw here. I think he's there's only two good defensive tackles. So in this case, now they're going to pray that they can get one later on in the draft, an offensive tackle. So good luck.
That's the right pick. Jacksonville was arguably the league's worst run defense last year, and defensive tackle is almost certainly where they're going to go here, and they'll take whoever's left between Derek Brown and Javon Kinlaw, the 1-2 defensive tackles in this draft.
Back on Sauce and the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, okay. The Cleveland Browns select, because he's still on the board, they take Mekhi Becton, offensive tackle from Louisville.
Mekhi Becton?
Becton.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go.
I want to remind you guys playing the Vikings, if you want to jump in here at any point in time and offer a reasonable trade for one of these picks, now that three offensive tackles are gone.
Yeah,
hey, Jarch, is it even possible that we're through 10 tonight and Isaiah Simmons' name has not been called?
Unlikely, but not impossible. You know, the picks that we've made, I think, are actually pretty close to on target. But Simmons is frequently being sent to as high as pick 4 to the Giants. So it seems unlikely he would fall this far. But I don't think we've made any outlandish selections here either. So, yeah, there's a scenario there. It's unlikely, but not impossible that it goes just how we've got it.
Mm-hmm. Also, Carolina might take him at 7, too, because Keekly's gone.
But if he gets to the Raiders, Mayock loves Clemson football players.
This was an area too where even the Browns, even though Becton is a great pick, they could take Simmons as well because they need help. They lost was it Schobert and what they filled in. They got Sendejo and they've got some guys that they've signed. But you know, Simmons is one of these hybrid players that could play in the back and. You know, the second and the third level of the defense. So he could be a huge asset there,
didn't
too.
Didn't they sign Barry Drilzer?
Yeah.
Yep. And Bruce Hunter. We talked about him an hour ago. The Jets are 11th in Ben Lieber.
Yeah, well, I think this is when the first receiver gets taken off the board. I think this is a situation where you don't really overthink it. You gave up 52 sacks last year, and you need some help on the offensive line. But right now, you could take Tristan Wirfs, but I'm going to go Jerry Jeudy, the best receiver on the board right now.
Can I take a 30-second Q&A with Mr. Lieber?
Of course.
As I take a 30-second timeout, I don't know if you've, pardon me if you've already discussed this, but if you're the Minnesota Vikings and as a former teammate of his, do you kick the tires on Percy Harvin as bringing him in with a short training camp, not knowing, you know, he's in great shape right now. We don't know what kind of football shape he's in. He's been out for a couple of years. Your thoughts on Percy Harvin and the Vikings looking at him?
I would love it. Honestly, I think that he's worth kicking the tires on, checking him out, seeing, you know, in this situation we're in, I don't know how hands-on you can get medically with him but and how much you trust his independent doctors. But, listen, my experience with Percy was nothing but good. I know that he had some problems with authority. He didn't like necessarily being told what to do. And there is a little bit more... There's a little bit more of a white gloves, delicate approach with how you handle him. But it sounds like he's been reformed and he understands more of how his brain works and he's worked really hard on it. And the marijuana laws now are very relaxed in the NFL. So, for the money, which is going to be a very low and, incentive based deal. That's, why not, dude? He's one of the most dynamic players I've ever seen.
Oh, all right. There you go.
How fun is this to say? Check this out. At pick 12, the Las Vegas Raiders and Greg Swedberg.
Well, we thought that that Ben might take an offensive lineman, and we're kind of hoping that Jeudy would be there at 12. The Raiders love speed. So they have to decide between Ruggs and Lamb at this point, and it's... We'll just go with the fact that they love speed so much, and they'll take Ruggs to play wide receiver for them. I think that all three of those guys, it depends what you're looking for, and traditionally that's what they've been looking for is speed, so we'll take Ruggs. I think they really wanted Jeudy.
Who's Ruggs? What's his first name?
Another Alabama kid.
He's the fastest receiver in this draft, but usually when you get these fast receivers, they're basically a track star wearing pads, and they can't run routes, they don't have the hands, they don't have the instincts, the vision, all these other things, but Ruggs has got it all. He's got the speed. He's got hands, vision, balance. He's just lethal over the middle and after the catch, and it's an area of massive, massive need for the Raiders. So I think that's a very viable selection for them.
And in this mock draft, four of the top 12 players have been from Alabama.
This pick at 13 is 100%, I think, going to be traded back. They don't have picks in the second, third, or fourth round. But the way that this draft has laid out, this mock draft, they're going to take a receiver tonight. If
they stay, by the way, are the Niners.
But the 49ers right now, because he's available, they're taking Isaiah Simmons. They probably don't have the best need for him, but they're taking him. They can't believe he's on the board. They're taking Isaiah Simmons.
Fantastic.
Probably makes sense. As some people noted earlier, Simmons is this crazy hybrid who can go everything from rushing the passer with his hand in the ground all the way back to playing safety. So you get a crazy athlete who unlocks a lot of creativity in a defense.
Ben?
Pick 14 is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They don't need a tight end. They don't need a quarterback. Ben, what do they need?
Well, you know, in my little mock draft, I was hoping Javon Kinlaw would be here. You know what? You know, they still need some help at right tackle. They could use a running back, but way too early to take a running back. So I'm going to take the best available offensive tackle / offensive guard and Tristan Wirfs.
Mm-hmm. Wirfs.
Good pick. I think that's likely. Yeah.
Very.
You got to keep Tom Brady up.
Well done.
Standing up.
Ben, you're very good at
this. Pick Wirfs, 15.
Iowa.
Okay, that's to Denver at this point. I also don't think that Denver's going to draft here. I think they're going to trade as well. So they're sitting on it, and there's kind of
lucky.
Patsy.
There's one good receiver left. I think Denver wants another target, and so I think Denver takes CeeDee Lamb.
Absolutely would happen here. They do only have one good target, and they've got a young, promising quarterback in Drew Lock, and bringing, I think, my number one wide receiver in CeeDee Lamb to Denver. He's strong, fast, elusive. He's the best yard after catch player in this draft. Super instinctive. He was college football's number one player in yards per route last year. He led college in missed tackles and broken tackles for receivers. I mean, CeeDee Lamb is awesome. And the fact that he's still there at 15 for Denver, to me, would be a run-to-the-podium moment.
Another run-to-the-podium moment, just because I like pleasing Charch. The Falcons run to the podium and take cornerback C.J. Henderson.
Unless, of course, the Vikings trade up to this point, which would be a hell of a point, that, given where the board is.
Yeah, that is, I hope.
To get Henderson?
Yeah, 100%.
Not necessarily to get Henderson. To get the other offensive tackle that's available, so...
No, I think it'd be
Henderson would be the selection here for Atlanta, almost certainly. Mm-hmm. Desmond Trufant gone from Atlanta. They have massive need at cornerback, and Henderson is the clear number two. There's separation between cornerback one, cornerback two, and then it falls off again. There's a tier after Henderson. He won't make it past Atlanta at 16 if he's on the board.
Again, the 47th annual Power Trip Mock Draft brought to you by our friends at TimberTech. Right now up to pick number 17. We'll continue this segment until pick 21, and then, of course, the next segment will be all about the Vikings, who's picking and what is being picked. But, Ben, you're at 17.
Dallas.
So I will, for the sake of time, I won't go into the how and the why. But the Cowboys are going to take, I think, the best edge rusher available left, and Caleb on Chason. The edge rusher from LSU.
Cool name.
Love to have him on the Vikings.
Caleb on Chason.
Okay.
All right. 18.
The Dolphins. Are we still at the Dolphins here?
Yeah.
18. Okay,
yeah, the Dolphins didn't get their quarterback in this draft. And you took Andrew Thomas, right?
Yep.
So, okay, so they don't lineman. They don't need the offensive lineman here. Yeah, you
it's
know
a
what?
Tough one. You're in a tough spot.
It's a tough spot, but here's a, you know, they're not trying to win this year anyway. They'll take Jordan Love.
Yeah, well said.
Jordan Love.
That's a great pick.
I don't think they're not really playing for this year.
Again, he's the quarterback.
Right.
Utah State.
Okay.
The reason to take him here, and I don't think Jordan Love will go to Miami at this stage of the draft, but if they do take him, it's because you're going to start Ryan Fitzpatrick for another year, and you can really work on all of his mistakes and the mental part of the game that he needs to fix. The arm's great, but he's just all the inconsistent play, the mistakes, the turnovers, those are all things that you can spend a year working on and position Jordan Love to be your starter next season.
The Raiders at 19 got their wide receiver at 12, so they take a guy who a lot of people say is a dynamite human and maybe one of the best
defensive players in this draft. They take Kenneth Murray, linebacker, out of Oklahoma.
Ooh. Hmm. Okay, let's go on to 20 with Ben.
Okay, so I've got the Jags at, this is the pick they got from the Rams. Mm-hmm. Well, they went Kinlaw with the first pick. Boy, man, this is a tough one. This is a real tough one because they solidified their interior of their defense. Now they're looking at a corner. Dude, I'm gonna line. Yeah, but I don't think that they need. I'm gonna go with I think is one of the better shutdown true shutdown corners in Jeff Gladney from TCU. It's gonna be a little high for him, but I think he's a stud.
I've got Jeff Gladney going right in here as well. He's somebody who may be a Viking, so you might want to pay attention. There's a chance that Jeff Gladney gets taken by the Vikings at either of their two picks. Mm-hmm. A downfield speed and coverage guy. He's not a physical corner. He's a little closer to Trey Waynes than Xavier Rhodes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think he needs to fill out his frame, but absolutely a possibility to go as high as where Ben just took him at 20, but I think more realistically is an option for the Vikings at 22 and 25.
That would be great. 21, Greg Swedberg.
Philadelphia, the linebackers are gone that they wanted, and they need linebacker, but in this case, I think it's going to break the Vikings' heart because I think they'll take Justin Jefferson. So that's who the Vikings would like to take, wide receiver from LSU.
Huh.
A lot of people think Justin Jefferson's going to go here. A true slot receiver who was hyper-productive, great at contested catches. Really, the only knock on him is he was catching balls from Joe Burrow, and some people think that Burrow just made him look better than maybe he is. But nevertheless, a lot of people believe he's going to go in exactly this spot to Philadelphia. And if I were to put a name to that pick, a name to that team and that pick, that'd be the one I'd put on too.
All right, the Vikings are on the clock. We'll get PA in the mix and continue the 47th annual Power Trip Mock Draft after this on The Fan.
And thank you to Builders and Remodelers for bringing you the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan. Welcome back to the 47th annual Power Trip Mock Draft, brought to you by TimberTech.
That's right. Thank you for tuning in. And we have made it all the way up to the spot where your Minnesota Vikings are on the clock. And because of that, we bring in the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, the one and only Paul Allen. Hi, Paul.
Yo, what's up, boys? Good job.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Of course, we have Mr. Greg Swedberg, Mr. Mark Rosen, Mr. Ben Lieber, Meat Sauce and Corey, and myself, and Nora behind me as well. So we have the entire list as our NFL mock draft has gone, PA. We'd like your pick according to this, and then your real pick of what you think they might do in reality.
Well, according to the way it's laid out, and I think everybody's done a great job, at least from what I know at this stage, at 22, the way it's laid out, I would take Clemson corner A.J. Terrell. I believe that per the way this mock is laid out, that's how I think it would go. Realistically speaking, I think there's a very good chance that would happen this evening for the Vikings at 22. Now, per the Power Trip mock, you know, with a couple of those defensive players, believe it or not, somebody turn off Greg's mic because he's not going to like it. But a couple of those defensive players in the mid-teens, if it falls like that, then I would definitely, when you're listening to the radio show this evening, listen to us around that time if it falls like that.
Interesting. Mm.
See, that's what I've been saying. That's why. That's why I kept telling you guys. You might want to interrupt us at some point. No, because I offered at the beginning of this draft, if they wanted to come and interrupt us, say, around 13, 14.
I think, so, boss, honestly, I think there is a 62% chance today, above 50-50, that there's going to be more action than a Rambo movie involving the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, I think there's going to be way more in this entire draft.
Yeah, keep talking. I may have them before the draft.
So, Paul, if they move up to the mid-teens.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi. Now you're in C.J. Henderson territory, as you know, for 6 weeks. This has been my ideal guy for the Vikings that I thought was plausible to get.
Right.
Is he a potential target if you make that move above Atlanta at 16, who I believe will take him?
Yeah, you know, there are people whose opinions I genuinely respect to with C.J. Henderson and Kalavon Chaisson. There are people whose opinions I respect who are incredibly interested in them, depending on where they fall.
Well, even if it's not, if you look in the range of the people we're drafting there,
yeah.
If it's not Henderson or Chaisson, then maybe it's Wirfs or maybe Becton slides, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the quality of the guy you're going to get,
yeah.
Which is why I've always said trade up mm-hmm. early in this round because the quality is way better than it is at 22.
Well, that's unless 7 p.m. Central, you know, by that time they already have their left tackle.
Well, let's say they do that. That'd be great.
Oh, well. What are you saying?
They're going to make a draft pick before the draft?
it's the shutdown supplemental draft.
Uh-huh.
That'll be entertaining. I think the hardest working guy then would be Brzezinski, mm-hmm. who's got to move all that money around if that's the guy you're talking about.
I got A.J. Terrell at 2-2.
Perfect. All right. Then, Ben, you would pick 23.
Yeah. Okay. So this falls perfectly for me because... look, the Patriots, they're going to roll with Stidham for this year. They need wide receiver help, but I'm going to take the best linebacker available,
damn
Patrick
it.
Queen.
That's who I was going to take. And shocking, I had nothing else planned.
Well, that's okay. We won't get back to you anyway.
Well, no, yeah, 24. We got to get to 24. And that's who I pick.
I think
another LSU player.
I was just making sure all you guys are paying attention.
I hear it correctly. Patrick Queen was the selection, right?
Correct.
Excellent. Yep, and I think that is about where he's going to go. That's great.
Gotcha. And Greg, 24 then?
You got me. I wouldn't even think about 24 because I think New Orleans is not going to pick there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Greg, I think you've tried to move every one of your selections.
Because yeah. Well, I think there's going to be a lot of people
anywhere.
Moving them. I just think that, you know, and again, the Saints need linebackers. There's not a good one left. Mm-mm. I don't know what else the Saints need. I mean, maybe they take a wide receiver here. There's a lot of things. Let's just take wide receiver
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take the next receiver I have on mine, which is Brandon Ayuk of Arizona State.
Arizona.
Wow.
So that brings us to 25 then.
All right.
And the Vikings are back on the clock.
That me?
That's you. Again, according to this draft, and according to what you
nice
think,
pick
might
there,
really
boss.
Happen.
I like the guy. I think
nice
he's pretty
boss.
Good. It'd be great if we had him.
Fantastic pick there, boss. So AJ Terrell, 25. Trade back possibilities are in play. Obviously,
now,
yes, sir.
Are you assuming you've solved your left tackle problem when you make these picks?
No, I have not. You know the. No, I have not because A, I can't tell the future. But B, I think this power trip mock, honestly, I mean, people put in a lot of time. Maybe it's because of the shutdown. Our group is putting in more time. I think this mock is absolutely fantastic, quite honestly. You know, the way this falls here, it would be wide receiver or offensive lineman. I feel quite confident in that. There are a couple of wide receivers who have been sniped. So therefore, at this spot, you know, if it falls the way the power trip mock has it, it would behoove me at this stage to put in USC left tackle Austin Jackson.
Mm.
If it really was this way, PA, do you think there's any temptation for the Vikings to trade back and get, you know, draft capital in the second round?
I think it's obviously very difficult to predict trades. Specifically when it involves veterans during the draft with the virtual situation and, you know, you got the money guy over there and Chan Hassan, you got the GM in Eden Prairie. And I know virtually speaking, you can get it done. But it's been a common thread 9 to noon up to the draft where I just don't think they're really interested in making grandiose trades involving veterans during this draft. So if that kind of stuff happens, I think it will happen before the draft. From an offensive line standpoint and or a wide receiver standpoint, we all with the power trip and 9 to noon. You know, I think honestly, we all with cornerback, wide receiver and offensive lineman, we've talked it out. I think we've talked it all out the right way. And it's going to happen some combo, some duo of those three positions, I think will happen with the Vikings. But I do believe there is a greater than 50% chance with the picks they have, no matter what happens trade-wise before the draft. If anything happens, I do believe there's a greater than 50% chance the Vikings will mm-hmm. trade one way or the other.
Austin Jackson is only 20 years old, and is that a lot to ask of a young man like
Ooh.
That? Austin Jackson?
Oh, Austin Jackson, sorry.
Youngest player in the draft.
Yeah, youngest offensive lineman in the draft.
moving into a potential starting spot with a shortened training camp, mm-hmm. whatever, however you want to look at it, is that a lot to ask?
Well, that's assuming he has to start.
Are you looking at him as a project or a starter?
Well, he's very athletic. It's just from what I hear and or read about him from Corey Chavis, he is the prototypical offensive lineman for the way Kubiak runs it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Ben mentioned earlier that he thinks he can play early, and I respect Ben's opinion. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, with Riley Reiff and the rest of the draft for guards or elf line for a patch with Samia at right guard, I think it would be a current and a good future pick with Austin Jackson. If it goes that way, and I think it's less than 50% it goes that way.
Hey, do you remember when we traded Randy Moss?
Yeah.
And the pick we got in return was Troy Williamson?
Uh-huh.
Is there any hesitation with trading Stephon Diggs and then drafting with the pick that you used from Buffalo right. on a wide receiver?
No, I don't think they look at it that way. I mean, first of all, there are 15 to 23 receivers in this draft. I think everybody would consider better than Troy Williamson. Troy's run in South Carolina was rather nondescript. His combine blew everybody away. So that they bought into the combine steam. One thing that you know, late information that I have that really impresses me is that there are receivers who run 4.5, 4.5 in high change 40s that I think the Vikings love. So they don't have to be 4.2, 4.3, Troy Williamson 4.4-esque. There are just a lot of good receivers, man.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, for sure.
Beautifully done. I can't wait to hear more after this show and tonight. Nordo, any comments?
Can't wait for tonight, guys.
Thank you. Well done. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're doing great, guys.
That's why he's the best color guy in the business right there. Absolutely.
Dynamite
drop. I'll jump in for a second.
Yeah.
If this pick is Austin Jackson, I might have a coronary right there in the studio tonight at 9:45 when that pick comes off. I don't like him, and not for the Vikings and not for right now. He mm-hmm. he is an extremely raw young player
who
needs
point.
Probably years of development. And Josh Jones is available right now. Mm. Josh Jones is the consensus number 4 or 5 tackle in this draft. He's a 4-year starter who is NFL ready today and is an elite run blocker. And
He's soft.
He is not soft. He's soft. Austin Jackson is soft.
No, he is not.
Yeah. I would much rather have Josh Jones.
To be honest, I don't want either one of them. It's like if you have to take one of those guys there, I tried to talk PA into trading back.
But PA didn't seem thrilled
Ezra
about
Cleveland
it.
Yeah. If you're taking at least he's Ezra Cleveland is sound.
Seemed like PA wanted your guy, Swedberg.
Well, if he has steam that the Vikings are going to solve their problem on the offensive line, and it sounds like he does, then I go cornerback, wide receiver too. So,
two biggest needs right there.
They take Justin Jefferson. I think you sniped
you won't
him
be
with
there.
The 20. Yeah, I know,
you
but that's who they
you might
want.
Go higher than that. Huh. So, yeah, I think that's one of the guys they want. But I think there's great guys in the beginning of the second round. I mean, Michael Pittman is solid. Michael Pittman reminds you, when Charge was screaming years ago about Michael Thomas, mm-hmm. and he was right, I kind of get that vibe on Michael Pittman. It's because he's sound, he runs routes well, he's just mm-hmm. a solid guy.
Same first name, that helps.
That helps.
Hey, does anybody, Charge included, does anybody here think there's any chance that at 22 or 25 Antoine Winfield's the pick?
No.
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 Nobody.
Well, but we don't know what's happening with Anthony Harris. I mean, if they know, if this team knows with relative certainty that he's not going to sign that franchise tender and that they're going to be forced to move him, and we don't know that, but they might. There's your scenario.
Yeah, but in this case, the way this draft board felt, Charge, you're still sitting at Xavier McKinney, and you're sitting at Grant Delpit, and there's some players that are larger safeties who are, mm-hmm. you know. I love Antoine Winfield, but
I think
Xavier McKinney's there, he's the pick. With all due respect,
Charge and Ben, does Trent Williams end up with the team tonight with a trade?
I think that's what he said. I'm just trying to fish a little bit more here.
I
think if he's there, then Anthony Harris isn't on the team.
Hmm. You know what? We got a break. Charge, thank you so much. You're the best ever. Appreciate your time. Enjoy your day. We can't wait to hear you a little bit later on.
Best day of the year. Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy. There goes Charge.
Thanks, Charge.
We'll break. We'll come right back and continue and wrap this up. And we will talk to Cindy about the Packers pick as well. I know, but there are Packer fans in the audience. 8:38 on The Fan. We'll be right back.
The Fan. Welcome back to the 47th Annual Power Trip Mock Draft, brought to you by TimberTech.
That's right. Thank you for tuning in. And we have made it all the way up to the spot where your Minnesota Vikings are on the clock. And because of that, we bring in the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, the one and only Paul Allen. Hi, Paul.
Yo, what's up, boys? Good job.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Of course, we have Mr. Greg Swedberg, Mr. Mark Rosen, Mr. Ben Lieber, Meat Sauce and Corey, and myself, and Nora behind me as well. So we have the entire list as our NFL mock draft has gone, PA. We'd like your pick according to this, and then your real pick of what you think they might do in reality.
Well, according to the way it's laid out, and I think everybody's done a great job, at least from what I know at this stage. At 22, the way it's laid out, I would take Clemson corner A.J. Terrell. I believe that per the way this mock is laid out, that's how I think it would go. Realistically speaking, I think there's a very good chance that would happen this evening for the Vikings at 22. Now, per the power trip mock, you know, with a couple of those defensive players, believe it or not, somebody turn off Greg's mic because he's not going to like it. But a couple of those defensive players in the mid-teens, if it falls like that, then I would definitely, when you're listening to the radio show this evening, listen to us around that time if it falls like that.
Interesting.
See, that's what I've been saying. That's why why I kept telling you guys.
Yes.
You might want to interrupt us at some point.
Oh,
to
me?
No, because I offered at the beginning of this draft, if they wanted to come and interrupt us, say, around 13, 14.
I think, so, boss, honestly, I think there is a 62% chance today, above 50-50, that there's going to be more action than a Rambo movie involving the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, I think there's going to be way more in this entire draft.
Yeah,
keep talking.
I may have them before the draft.
So, Paul, if they move up to the mid-teens.
Hi, Georgie.
Hi. Now you're in C.J. Henderson territory, as you know, for 6 weeks. This has been my ideal guy for the Vikings that I thought was plausible to get.
Right.
Is he a potential target if you make that move above Atlanta at 16, who I believe will take him?
Yeah, you know, there are people whose opinions I genuinely respect to with C.J. Henderson and Kayla Von Chason. There are people whose opinions I respect who are incredibly interested in them, depending on where they fall.
Well, even if it's not, if you look in the range of the people we're drafting there,
yeah.
If it's not Henderson or Chason, then maybe it's Wirfs or maybe Becton slides, and all of a sudden the quality of the guy you're going to get, which is why I've always said trade up early in this round, because the quality is way better than it is at 22.
Well, that's unless 7 p.m. Central, you know, by that time they already have their left tackle.
Well, let's say they do that. That'd be great.
Oh, well.
Wait, they're going to make a draft pick before the draft?
it's the shutdown supplemental draft.
Uh-huh.
That'll be entertaining. I think the hardest working guy then would be Brzezinski, who's got to move all that money around if that's the guy you're talking about.
I got A.J. Terrell at 2-2.
Perfect. All right, then, Ben, you would pick 23.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay, so this falls perfectly for me because... look, the Patriots, they're going to roll with Stidham for this year. They need wide receiver help, but I'm going to take the best linebacker available, Patrick Queen.
That's who I was going to take. And Shockey and I had nothing else planned.
Well, that's okay. We won't get back to you anyway.
Well, no, yeah, 24. We got to get to 24. That's who I pick.
I think
another LSU player. I was just making sure all you guys are paying attention.
I hear it correctly. Patrick Queen was the selection, right?
Patrick Queen.
Excellent. Yep, and I think that is about where he's going to go. That's great.
Gotcha. And Greg, 24 then?
You got me. I wouldn't even think about 24 because I think New Orleans is not going to pick there.
Greg, I think you've tried to move every one of your selections.
Yeah. Because I think there's going to be a lot of people moving them. I just think that, you know, and again, the Saints need linebackers. There's not a good one left. I don't know what else the Saints need. I mean, maybe they take a wide receiver here. There's a lot of things. Let's just take wide receiver
for sure. Yeah.
And let's take the next receiver I have on mine, which is Brandon Ayuk of Arizona State.
Arizona.
Wow.
So that brings us to 25 then.
All right.
And the Vikings are back on the clock.
Is that me?
That's you, again, according to this draft and according to what you
nice
think
pick
might
there,
really
boss.
Happen.
I like the guy. I think he's pretty good. It'd be great if we had him.
Fantastic pick there, boss. So AJ Terrell, 25, trade back possibilities are in play, obviously. Now, yes, sir.
Are you assuming you've solved your left tackle problem when you make these picks?
No, I have not. You know, the no, I have not, because A, I can't tell the future. But B, I think this power trip mock, honestly, I mean, people put in a lot of time. Maybe it's because of the shutdown. Our group is putting in more time. I think this mock is absolutely fantastic, quite honestly. You know, the way this falls here, it would be wide receiver or offensive lineman. I feel quite confident in that. There are a couple of wide receivers who have been sniped. So therefore, at this spot, you know, if it falls the way the power trip mock has it, it would behoove me at this stage to put in USC left tackle Austin Jackson.
Mm. If it really was this way, PA, do you think there's any temptation for the Vikings to trade back and get, you know, draft capital in the second round?
You know, I think it's obviously very difficult to predict trades. But you know, specifically when it involves veterans during the draft with the virtual situation, and, you know, you got the money guy over there and Chan Hassan, you got the GM in Eden Prairie. And I know, virtually speaking, you can get it done. But it's been a common thread 9 to noon up to the draft, where I just don't think they're really interested in making grandiose trades involving veterans during this draft. So if that kind of stuff happens, I think it will happen before the draft. You know, but from an offensive line standpoint and or a wide receiver standpoint, we all, with the power trip and 9 to noon, you know, I think honestly, we all, with cornerback, wide receiver, and offensive lineman, we've talked it out. I think we've talked it all out the right way. And it's going to happen, some combo, some duo of those three positions, I think, will happen with the Vikings. But I do believe there is a greater than 50% chance with the picks they have, no matter what happens trade-wise before the draft. If anything happens, I do believe there's a greater than 50% chance the Vikings will trade one way or the other.
Austin Jackson's only 20 years old, and is that a lot to ask of a young man like that? Austin Jackson?
Oh, Austin Jackson, sorry.
Youngest player in the draft.
Yeah, youngest offensive lineman in the draft.
Moving into a potential starting spot with a shortened training camp, whatever, however you want to look at it, is that a lot to ask?
Well, that's assuming he has to start.
Are you looking at him as a project or a starter?
Well, he's very athletic. It's just, from what I hear and or read about him from Corey Chavis, he is the prototypical offensive lineman for the way Kubiak runs it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Ben mentioned earlier that he thinks he can play early, and I respect Ben's opinion. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, with Riley Reiff and the rest of the draft for guards, or elf line for a patch with Samia at right guard, I think it would be a current and a good future pick with Austin Jackson. If it goes that way, and I think it's less than 50% it goes that way.
PA, do you remember when we traded Randy Moss?
Yeah.
And the pick we got in return was Troy Williamson?
Uh-huh.
Is there any hesitation with trading Stephon Diggs and then drafting with the pick that you used from Buffalo on a wide receiver?
No, I don't think they look at it that way. I mean, first of all, there are 15 to 23 receivers in this draft I think everybody would consider better than Troy Williamson. Troy's run in South Carolina was rather nondescript. His combine blew everybody away. So that they bought into the combine steam. One thing that you know, late information that I have that really impresses me is that there are receivers who run 4.5, 4.5 in high change 40s that I think the Vikings love. So they don't have to be 4.2, 4.3, Troy Williamson 4.4-esque. There are just a lot of good receivers, man.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, for sure.
Beautifully done. I can't wait to hear more after this show and tonight. Nordo, any comments?
Can't wait for tonight, guys.
Thank you. Well done. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're doing great, guys.
That's why he's the best color guy in the business right there. Absolutely.
Dynamite
drop. I'll jump in for a second.
Yeah.
If this pick is Austin Jackson, I might have a coronary right there in the studio tonight at 9:45 when that pick comes off. I don't like him, and not for the Vikings and not for right now. He is an extremely raw young player
who
needs
point.
Probably years of development. And Josh Jones is available right now. Mm. Josh Jones is the consensus number 4 or 5 tackle in this draft. He's a 4-year starter who is NFL ready today and is an elite run blocker. And
soft.
No.
He's soft.
He is not soft. Oh, he's soft. Austin Jackson is soft.
No, he is not.
Yeah. I would much rather have Josh Allen.
To be honest, I don't want either one of them. It's like if you have to take one of those guys there, I tried to talk PA into trading back.
But PA didn't seem thrilled
about it. Take Ezra Cleveland if you're taking it. At least he's, Ezra Cleveland is sound.
Seemed like PA wanted your guy, Swedberg.
Well, if he has steam that the Vikings are going to solve their problem on the offensive line, and it sounds like he does, then I go cornerback, wide receiver, too. So,
Two biggest needs right there.
They take Justin Jefferson. I think you sniped
you won't
him
be
with
there.
The 20. Yeah, I know,
you won't
but
be
that's
there.
Who they
you might
want.
Go higher than that. So, yeah, I think that's one of the guys they want. But I think there's great guys in the beginning of the second round. I mean, Michael Pittman is solid. Michael Pittman reminds you, when Charge was screaming years ago about Michael Thomas, and he was right, I kind of get that vibe on Michael Pittman. It's because he's sound, he runs routes well, he's just a solid guy.
Same first name, that helps.
That helps.
Hey, does anybody, Charge included, does anybody here think there's any chance that at 22 or 25 Antoine Winfield's the pick?
No.
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 Nobody?
No. Well, we don't know what's happening with Anthony Harris. I mean, if they know, if this team knows with relative certainty that he's not going to sign that franchise tender and that they're going to be forced to move him, you know, we don't know that, but they might. There's your scenario.
Yeah, but in this case, the way this draft board felt, Charge, you're still sitting at Xavier McKinney, and you're sitting at Grant Delpit, and there's some players that are larger safeties who are, you know. I love Antoine Winfield. But
I think
Xavier McKinney's there, he's the pick, all due respect.
Charge and Bendit, does Trent Williams end up with the team tonight? With the trade?
I think that's what he insinuated.
Yeah, it sounds
that's
like he was alluding to.
And I think if he's the,
I'm just trying to fish a little bit more
that's
here.
That's good, yeah, that's good.
I think if he's there, then Anthony Harris isn't on the team.
You know what? We got a break. Charge, thank you so much. You're the best ever. Appreciate your time.
It's been a lot of fun.
Enjoy your day. We can't wait to hear you a little bit later on.
Best day of the year. Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy. There goes Charge.
Thanks, Charge.
We'll break. We'll come right back and continue and wrap this up. And we will talk to Cindy about the Packers pick as well. I know, but there are Packer fans in the audience. 8:38 on the Fan. We'll be right back.